From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has officially withdrawn the U.S. from the 12-nation Pacific Rim Free Trade Agreement, calling it a great thing for the American worker. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, was signed by the Obama administration but never ratified by Congress. White House spokesman Sean Spicer defended the president's action.
When you enter into these multinational agreements, you're allowing any country, no matter the size, any one of those 12, including us, to basically have the same stature as the United States in the agreement. So we're basically on par with some very small companies who are getting access to an amazing market, the United States, and in return, we're negotiating at the lowest common denominator.
He said the bilateral trade agreements will be more beneficial to the U.S. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said he hopes to revive the concept of TPP with other member states and possibly new ones like China.
We want to have more opportunities with more markets. We already have a China-Australia Free Trade Agreement. Certainly, there is the potential for China to join the TPP.
Meanwhile, Mexico's president said he hopes to negotiate bilateral trade agreements with the U.S. and Canada, given Mr. Trump's criticism of the 22-year-old NAFTA free trade pact, which he wants to renegotiate or withdraw from. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, has announced his vice president, Fatoumata Tambajong, a former U.N. employee, instrumental in organizing the opposition against longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. Mr. Barrow remains in Senegal. His return is uncertain, although a spokesman indicated it could be Tuesday. Jammeh, who refused to accept defeat from the December election, left the country late Saturday and is reportedly in Equatorial Guinea. Mr. Barrow accused him of taking millions from the treasury before departing. ECOWAS troops who intervened Sunday continued their presence in Gambia to maintain security. This is VOA News. Syrian ceasefire talks sponsored by Russia, Turkey, and Iran are continuing in the Kazakh capital Astana Tuesday after a first day of indirect negotiations Monday. The negotiations are focusing on cementing a nationwide ceasefire, a truce that largely is held, although Representative Issam El Rais accused the government of Damascus of repeated violations.
We are still watching the regime for violating the ceasefire and making more massacres and more crimes. And until now, there is no ceasefire on the ground. We are here to see a ceasefire, unless there's no need to talk or to go further for a political transition or whatever.
A joint communique being drafted reportedly would commit Russia, Turkey, and Iran to fight Islamic State and Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly Nusra Front. They would also set up a mechanism to monitor compliance with the ceasefire. Forces allied with the government of Yemeni President Abdrabo Mansur Hadi Monday fought their way into the Red Sea coastal city of Al-Moka, pushing out Shia Houthi rebels. The capture is seen as depriving the rebels of a weapons lifeline and appears to be part of a strategy by Saudi-backed forces for securing the western coastline of Yemen, cutting the Houthis off from the outside world. The U.S. Senate late Monday confirmed the nomination of Congressman Mike Pompeo as the next Director of Central Intelligence. He was sworn in shortly afterward by Vice President Mike Pence, who lauded the work of the Intelligence Committee.
They have the admiration of the President of the United States and the gratitude of the American people, and I know they will be greatly benefited by the wealth of experience and character that you will bring to this leadership role.
Pompeo, the third cabinet official of President Trump to be confirmed by the Senate, Defense Secretary James Mattis, Homeland Security Secretary Jack Kelly were given the green light Friday. Meanwhile, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Monday narrowly voted to confirm ExxonMobil Chief Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. That nomination now goes to the full Senate. Doctors Monday said the health of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who was suffering from bacterial pneumonia, is improving and he has been moved out of intensive care. The president's 91-year-old wife, Barbara, who had been treated in recent days at the same hospital, has been discharged. The U.N. Security Council stepped up its demand for a halt in the fighting in South Sudan, including deployment of an African regional force to buttress U.N. peacekeepers there. The council is said to have expressed deep concern. Fighting continues, and there are denials of humanitarian access in many regions of the country. World number one golfer Tiger Woods, plagued by injury for months, announced Monday his return to professional golfing with an appearance this month at the Farmers Insurance Open in California. He is committed to other tournaments, including February's Desert Classic in Dubai. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.